Previously on the SML podcast.
Stupid, terrible Bob.
Ask him about his scabies.
Liquid shits.
Drink me! Put me in your mouth!
Bigfoot erotica.
Shut the fuck up.
It's erotica for men.
Dick burp. Dick burp.
A lot of the guys here in Walmart have coped by basically increasing their frequency of masturbation.
You know, I'm up to like 8 or 9 times an hour.
Kiss my entire ass!
And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Dicks. So, what's up, everyone? That's the line, right?
Yeah, I think it's... What's up, everybody? What's Joe?
Hold on.
No, you're Joe.
I'm Joe.
I'm Chris?
Okay, start over. What's up, every... Fuck.
It's hard, right?
It's been like 3 months.
Has it really been that long?
It's been a long time. Like, the apocalypse came and went. I've been in exile for like 6 years now.
My life went to poop. It really did. That's literally, I would say, if the events in my life had not occurred, I don't think this episode would be happening right now.
Probably not.
So...
I could never tell if she was a fan of us doing this or not.
Probably not. Because she had to sit in silence.
Yeah.
While we were recording. For those of you that don't know, my fiance left 4.5 years.
Wow, we're starting off hard.
And my car died.
Hold on. Let's do this right. What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the return of the SML podcast.
Question mark?
Episode 111, because there's another important 111 that just recently happened. But
yeah,
if you want to go into like the biography.
So my life went to poop. My fiance 4.5 years left for I don't know reasons. She said that it wasn't my fault. She just said that she didn't feel the same way anymore. So I guess that just ran its course, and I just moved into a new apartment that, you know, obviously we were going to share. Most of her stuff is still here, which is kind of a bummer. But I started playing Magic again because of it.
Oh, my Lord.
That's probably not going to last long. I did learn how to play Blood Bowl, which was kind of neat, I guess. My car took a shit and is officially, like, dead. Like, dead. Like, not even worth fixing dead.
Baja Blast is back. Pappy's not here because I think
obligations.
He's on like a new life. Podcast now with Christy, who was on our show before, the hockey fan chick.
They're doing
like a Game of Thrones weekly thing. So fuck you, Pappy. We're doing this without you this week.
Whatever. He did play Diablo with me last night, which this is how you know. This is how you know that I'm in a funk. I didn't play any video games. None. For like a month. Like none. At all. I played Diablo last night for the first time in like fucking ages.
Yeah, so you're dying on the inside.
Yep. So I might as well entertain the five of you that might hear this.
We're probably back down to one.
We're back down to negative.
Yeah.
Listeners.
There's people yelling at us for doing this.
Actually,
why'd you come back, you sons of bitches?
Actually, there is technically negative listeners because normally you would have headphones on. And you don't this time. So technically, there's one less listener.
But I'll have headphones on later when I'm editing
When you're
this.
Editing it. Yeah, but that would happen normally anyway.
True.
So technically, we have one less listener.
It's okay. I'm not a fan of the show anyway.
I don't blame you.
The hosts are terrible.
Awful.
So 111, another famous 111 has just popped up in the past week or two.
Yes. Yes, it have.
And that is in the form of a vault.
Yeah. Not a treasure vault from Diablo.
God damn it.
I have to keep with the theme, man. All five listeners would be very disappointed if I didn't talk about Diablo.
But you did.
I have to keep doing it.
Fallout 4 was announced.
It was.
And I'm shitting my pants in excitement.
Are you shipping your pants?
Yes.
That's good.
Man, look at all the callbacks we're doing.
Yeah! Nostalgia trip, motherfucker.
Bogue. Tim. Throwbacks.
Fleshlights.
Sexual Gix. Molten lava.
Something mastodon lingerie?
Scandinavian.
That was it.
Oh, shit.
At least because I couldn't remember the word, it still fit.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, it did.
So, yeah, Fallout 4 is a thing now.
It's apparently set in Boston.
Boston. Which somebody, I actually saw a screenshot that somebody found, and I guess either New Vegas or in 3, that there was like some sort of departure times for like buses or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it said one for Boston, and it said like 111. Or oh, no, God. It said like, no, it said 2015.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people wondering when it's coming out. I know Pappy's like, oh, I'm hoping that'll come out next year, so I'll have time to play it, you know. I'm like, dude, it's probably coming out this
fall. Probably Christmas. I would say Christmas.
I went on a limb. I'm guessing October.
I'd go a little bit later. I'd go like literally right for Christmas.
Like, nothing comes out that close to Christmas. December is the dead month because it's
November. Then is that what I'm thinking of?
I'm thinking it's not going to be November because Call of Duty will be November.
Do you think they're really going to care about that market?
Maybe.
I wouldn't.
If it's going to be November, it's probably a week or two apart from Call of
but
Duty.
It is going to be Black Ops 3, so everybody's going to have their hard-ons for that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My guess was October. So.
I feel like that might be too quick.
I don't, because they did it with Fallout 3. It was a trailer and then shown off at E3 and came out that fall.
Oh, well, then maybe it is then.
I guess it just comes down to which month.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I have pretty much no experience with Fallout. The only experience that I do have with Fallout is I played Fallout 3 for, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half. I got to the town where there's the big bomb in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to blow up the bomb, but something happened where like either a glitch happened or I accidentally bumped into somebody and they got pissed off and then they attacked me, so I killed them, and then like a bunch of other things happened that made the bomb go off and I got pissed off and I stopped playing it.
You are a champion.
I really am. I know.
God damn it.
So that happened and I was
You
just
couldn't
like,
go
fuck
back
this
to
game.
An earlier save?
All right, listen. What type of games do I play?
Diablo.
When do I have to save in Diablo?
Diablo.
Never. Never. I play games that don't require save files, pretty much. And if they do, it auto-saves for me, and I could just jump in and fucking do... I never, ever think about save files. Ever.
Well, if the speculation is true and Dragon Age comes to EA Access, you better figure out what save files are.
Nah. I'll play it once through and some like I think the main thing that I need to start going into these games with the mentality of is just like play the game, whatever happens happens, you know, if things go awry, you know what? Just like life, sometimes you can't plan everything out, and if it doesn't work out the way that you plan, you just got to keep moving forward. So I just need to try and play one of these games and just go through, and if something fucks up, like I'll just be like, ah, that sucks. All right, let's just keep going.
The problem is, what if you die? How much progress are you going
sucks.
To lose?
I got
to
keep going. Oh, well.
Because you could lose a big chunk of stuff, like in The Witcher. Like, I've already had to...
I've lost hardcore characters in Diablo.
Yeah. True.
So, I mean, just keep moving forward.
Start over every time.
Every time.
Fuck it. Going to the beginning.
Yep. I died. looks like I got to start over.
YOLO.
I'll never finish a video game ever again.
That works. You have three more lives. Fuck it. Already died.
Nope. I already died.
Sorry, Mario. Going back to the beginning.
Nope. Dude, that would make every game infinitely harder. You die once. Nope. Start the whole game over again.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Oh, my God. So, yeah. I mean, I might actually give this one a shot, depending on how it's put together. I mean, everybody keeps telling me to finally try Dragon Age. If it does come out on EA Access, then I'll probably give it a shot. But I don't know if it'll pique my interest enough to stick with it. Same thing with Witcher. Like, I didn't pick it up because
did you ever try the trial for Dragon Age?
No.
That comes with your EA Access.
Are we going back to like a Bravely Default situation, or like
it's a free version? I wasn't even going to bring up Bravely Default. But.
Hey, man, I fucking calls them like I sees them.
Whatever you got to do, man. Whatever you got
to. When it comes to like really hardcore RPGs that require a lot of time, like they just don't appeal to me.
I can understand.
Like I'm the kind of person that if I'm going to play a game, I kind of want to like hop in, play for, you know, a little while and then hop out, you know?
Yeah.
Like my attention span is not what it used to be. it's really not. Because even last night I played Diablo. As soon as we did a couple bounty runs because he still doesn't have a royal ring for his new character. Yeah. I got two. One of them rolled intelligence on my barbarian. Fuck my life. But
what character is he using?
A monk. Ran some bounties, and then as soon as he left, I did like three. I did like three rifts, which took me all of like 10 minutes. And I was just like, "Yeah, I guess I'm gonna go to bed." I couldn't even sit down and play Diablo for like an extended period of time because I'm just like, "Meh."
Damn.
Yeah. So
something's wrong with you, man.
No shit.
You were dying on the inside.
No shit. So yeah, I mean,
maybe you still have the zombie virus from Bob.
God damn it, Bob.
Oh, fucking Bob.
I mean, I'll give it a shot. I'll probably give it, the old college try.
There you go.
You know, because there's really not much that's coming out other than Payday that I'm pretty hyped for.
Which you pre-ordered today while you had your discount available.
Yep, because I thought it came out like way later. But apparently it comes out Tuesday, so I'm like, fuck, I need to hop on that, so... I'm pretty pumped for Payday on console. Plus, it has a lot of the DLC, so a lot of the stuff that I didn't get to try because I don't have anybody to play with on PC anyway.
Yeah.
When it comes to Payday, because everybody that plays PC just plays League of Legends and then fucking jerks off all over the keyboard. So,
I've missed doing these just for comments like that.
But it's so true. It's like if everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get into PC gaming. It's so much cheaper, and you got so many games to blah, blah, blah. Oh, but I'm only going to play League of Legends.
Yeah.
All the fucking time.
Like, up until the Steam sale where they'll buy like 40 different games, play one of them for 7 minutes and go back to League.
See, that's how I am, but I don't go back to League. I go back to like Diablo or Counter-Strike or one of the – or Hearthstone, actually. I was playing a lot of Hearthstone, so – But, yeah, I mean, like, it's everybody gets in a rut with PC gaming where it's like, I'm just going to play this one game all the fucking time. And it just drives me nuts because it's not, like, I understand the appeal for MOBAs. I really, really do. But at a certain point, you kind of have to be like, let's play something else. Like, it's been all of my PC gaming friends, like, I played League just because they wanted me to.
Yeah.
And I have not played a game with them in over like a year and a half because all they do is play League and I don't want to play it. So I just stopped. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not playing League anymore. You guys can have fun. I don't give a fuck.
That works.
So I literally haven't played a game with any of my PC friends in like ages.
Well, it's been an extended time since we've done this. What have you played in the past 3 months?
3 months. Mortal Kombat X was cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat X was a
like murder people in it.
Really good time. Yes.
I remember how that, we were like, all excited that Neverwinter was coming out, and then you played it like twice?
Twice. I like the concept of the game. I love that there is an MMORPG on console.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great platform. However, there was a lot of things with that game that just turned me off of it. I think it was mainly just because, like, I could not turn off those fucking pop-ups.
Yeah, those suck.
It's essentially like...
Someone opened a chest and got an item. This person opened a chest and got this item.
Yeah, like, I don't fucking care. Like, stop cluttering up my screen with that shit.
They did that so you would buy the keys to open those chests and get items like that.
But, I mean, like, that's the thing. I mean, it's an MMO. Like, people are very aware of what they can purchase in the game. Like, you don't have to fucking flash something on the screen every 3 seconds.
Well, it's free to play. They're trying to convince you to buy keys.
That's great. If you want to convince me to buy keys, don't flash it up on the screen so I'll actually play your game. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, if that stuff wasn't in there and I actually, like, really got into the game, I would have spent money on it. I guarantee you.
I just tuned it out after a while.
I can't do it. It's too distracting. It's way too distracting.
Yeah, so you played it twice. Pappy played it, like, twice.
Yep.
I played the fuck out of it for... I played it earlier this week. I'm probably done playing it.
Yeah.
Because I hit 60 on two characters, got the 100-point achievement for that because I'm a whore.
Because you're a whore.
There's, like, four achievements I didn't get, and one of them, I think, was glitched. It was the one map you go to. Pretty much all the maps you go to, they have a storyline to go through, get to the dungeon at the end, kill the bad guy. Sure. And then you get an achievement for finishing the
whatever
quests
that
on that map.
Okay.
And I went to that map, and it just never gave me the full storyline for that map.
Weird.
Yeah.
Could be glitched out. That happens a lot.
So I think it depends on your character, because on my second character, I can do the full line there, which I might go back and just get that 10-pointer. But there were other maps where there were no quests.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably dependent on, like, race or,
class, whatever.
Or whatever.
I really loved the game. I had a lot of fun with it. The technical issues have just pushed me away. And when I have The Witcher and Elder Scrolls Online, which is another MMO for console, when I could just play better games, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. So what is your opinion of ESO so far?
I only played for a couple hours before I came up. It was supposed to show up Tuesday. Spoiler, today's Thursday that we're recording. What? We're not doing a live episode?
Oh, yeah. Because all our episodes were live.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Recorded Friday.
You're funny.
But it was supposed to come Tuesday. Amazon fucked up. For months, I had guaranteed delivery date of Tuesday.
Of course.
It shipped on Monday, and they're like, you're getting it Wednesday. I ended up bitching to them, and from another order we had that had issues, I ended up getting a 20% refund on the game, so $20 back.
Okay.
And
because it's a collector's edition, obviously. Yeah.
And Ashley got a free bag of urinary health cat food. For the cats.
Cool.
$35.
Hey, man, that's value.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's free money.
Like, when that shipment came in the mail, it looked like someone drop-kicked it off a bridge.
Oh, well, that's...
There was, like, wrapped up in tape, and half the box is caved in.
I don't know. We should give them something. Here, just fucking... Just give them that.
Give them another bag of cat food. Shut them the fuck up. But I...
Just take that.
I finally got it yesterday. I put the disc in to install it, and it had a 15-gig patch.
Hey, now.
And you know how my internet is.
Oh, that's right.
So I gave it a couple hours, around 5:30 or so. I was starting to feel under the weather, so I just gave up. It was at like 91%. Woke up, finally installed, fired it up at like 3 this morning or something. Maintenance.
That. Shocker. I mean, from what I understood, everybody that was trying to get into it day one, like, they couldn't get into it anyway.
Oh, shocker. Someone releases an MMO with heavy online usage
and it doesn't
they
work
don't
the first...
have enough servers.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reoccurring pattern there, but we'll not get into that.
What the fuck?
Dude, it happens all the time. I mean, like, there's really You can't.
Every game that comes out. Oh, we didn't anticipate the heavy online presence. Of course you fucking did, you assholes. It happens every game that comes out.
Every time.
Every fucking game. Oh, there's a lot of people playing our game. No shit.
Well, to be completely honest, there's no other way for them to legitimately stress test the servers.
Yeah.
In a realistic manner. It's not like they're going to be like, hey, all the fans of this game, could you do us a favor and log on to this fucking thing at the same exact time and make sure that we've got like 30 million people trying to do it at the same time? Okay, great.
What they should do is overestimate. And if
I'm sure they do.
And if they don't have enough server or if they have too many servers, take a couple away.
It's easier to get servers than it would be to take servers away. To be fair. Because if you already like buy all the servers and you got them all running, you're fucking, you know, you're hauling ass as far as how much it cost you. And then like only like, you know, a fraction of what you anticipated logs in. You're going to be like, ah, fuck, we just wasted a ton of money. Like,
save them for another game. Save it for the Wii U version of Elder Scrolls.
Save it for the mobile version.
Yeah. Fucking everything has to be mobile now. Yeah, I put a couple hours into it today. I couldn't do it in first person view. Like, it starts off in first person like most Elder Scrolls games do.
Sure.
It's just, as an MMO, it was too hard to get used to.
Okay.
So I switched it to third person. The world seems huge from what I've done so far.
Yeah.
Combat could be a little clunky, but it's an Elder Scrolls game, so that's kind of expected.
See, but that's kind of what turns me off of it. I mean, like, if I'm going to play an MMO, I want something where the combat is going to be interesting. Yeah. That's the whole reason why I enjoy Diablo so much, is because I enjoy the combat.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Diablo it technically isn't an MMO, but it technically is, but it technically isn't. So there's a gray area there, but a traditional MMO.
Yeah.
I was interested in Terra for the longest time because of the
combat.
That
had an
system.
Actual active combat system.
Right.
The thing is, like, the Elder Scrolls games never really had like super realistic combat. It was like, press this one button to shoot magic out of your palm, press this button to swing your sword.
Right.
It just seemed like those games are more about exploration, checking out the world. The combat's there. It's functional. It works. It's good enough. But it's not a game like Fable, Kingdoms of Amalur, Diablo, where you have a lot of control over the combat.
And I think that's one of the main things that doesn't appeal to me for the game. But I don't know. I've made the jump into a bunch of different MMOs at a bunch of different times, because I really want to play an MMO. Really, really do. But every single one that I've essentially gone into, the one thing that makes an MMO so interesting is the other players. And when you run into situations where the people that are just casually online aren't really active, like they're just kind of doing their own thing, or if you have a lack of actual friends that will play the game with you.
True.
Then that becomes a problem.
Which is my life in pretty much every game I fucking pick up anymore.
Pretty much. Because that's kind of how I haven't touched Borderlands. I really want to go through Borderlands again.
Me too.
The DLC, but I haven't hopped onto it because I haven't had anybody to play with. So it's just kind of like, meh. Well, that and life, but that's another thing.
Well, I was trying to look up if there were any red boxes nearby with Elder Scrolls, but I don't see any.
I highly doubt it.
Oh, no, it's available at Redbox.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's not an MMO that you need a specific code to redeem.
Okay.
So if you're done playing it, you can trade it in, and it's fine.
Interesting. Well, the other thing that is kind of interesting, too, is there's this thing... I'm not going to be able to remember the name of it now. There's some sort of app that came out on the Xbox One that is specifically designed. It's kind of like a social media platform.
Yeah, what the fuck was that
it's
app
like,
called?
Like something Overdog or Over... I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, something with a dog in it. Dog urine.
I don't fucking know. So
hot dog.
There's some sort of app that essentially, like, you can put yourself out there as far as, like, as a player... and describe yourself and your interests and whatever, and people can request to play games with you based on your interests, so that at least you have some like common interest that
it's
you can
like
talk
about.
It's
like a dating site, but instead of fucking, you're playing video games.
Yeah. So it's
you're teabagging instead.
Instead. Yeah, yeah, yeah. it goes straight to oral instead of eventually. So I haven't really messed around with that, but I did download the app. Eventually, maybe I'll give it a shot, because then maybe I'll be more interested in playing games again. I don't know. I've been trying to...
Well, I pre-ordered Payday for you, so we better fucking play that.
Payday, we need two more people. We need a full crew for that, and that's going to make it... Which, realistically, we just need Josh and Pappy.
Which probably won't happen. Pappy will be like, oh, I could play next Friday for 45 minutes.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the great thing about Payday is technically you can still play the game like without your crew, and if someone's quote unquote more powerful, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Cuz you can still play the game as intended, even though one person might be further along than the others.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that I actually really like about that game.
I think it'll be infinitely more playable if we play together than single player. Because
the AI blows chunks.
At least there will be two humans who know what the fuck to do.
Correct.
And then we'll have two decoy bullet sponges.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's why I'm super, super stoked on Payday. I love playing that game on PC. But again, it's one of those things where you run into a lot of fucking hackers on PC where it's like their infamy level is fucking like a bajillion and they did it in like an hour. So it's like, it just takes the fun out of it. So
there's apparently a lot of hackers on the Xbox One version of Diablo as well.
A shit ton.
Like, I never play
public games on there, because every single time that I've attempted to, you get like Paragon 3000. Like,
Jesus.
It's just completely absurd. So yeah, it's
you're not at 3000 yet?
I mean, if you were to put all of my Diablo characters together across PC and console for normal and on hardcore, I might be at 1,000.
What's your Xbox One Paragon level?
300-something.
Oh my god, I might be close to you.
Like 305, 306, maybe.
I'm ahead of you? I'm at 354.
Let's be fair. Now that I'm going to start playing again... That's not going to last.
Dude, I'm taking my week of glory right here.
I think my Paragon on PC is over 400 something, and nice. that's just normal.
Yeah,
not including hardcore. So
I'm excited that I'm like higher than you in Diablo,
and I have 70s of everything on normal and on hardcore on PC and on console.
We're talking console here.
Do you have 70s of everything on normal and on hardcore on PC?
On normal.
But not on hardcore.
Not hardcore. No, I got my one character to 70 and fuck
and
hardcore.
Just said fuck it.
Yeah, I got my achievement. Fuck it.
See, but the funny thing is honestly, like, the console version makes me want to play hardcore more.
Why?
Because you don't have to worry about the connection as much.
Eh.
Because the connection on the PC version, you get lag spikes like fucking crazy. So I just don't trust it enough, so I don't really play hardcore that much. But on console, especially if you're playing offline,
yeah,
you'll never disconnect. Never. So you can play hardcore all you want,
man.
Yep. Yeah.
I miss doing like weekly Diablo sessions with you.
Oh, we will. I'm probably gonna, I was telling Pappy last night, I'm probably just gonna play on console anymore, because the seasons thing is like cool and all, but like it's not enough to keep me there.
I like how you were hardcore console, and then you're like, oh, new seasons are out. I'm only going to play PC. And now it's like, oh, seasons are overrated. I'm coming back to console.
Here's the whole reasoning why I went back to PC, is because I wanted to stream. And
yeah.
And I don't think anybody would take me seriously as a streamer on Xbox One playing Diablo.
Why not?
It can't
hurt to just fire up Twitch and play it.
We'll see. My main thing is I'm not in any kind of position to legitimately stream.
Yeah.
I was hoping that I was going to, but now I'm not. So now I might as well just fucking play the game and enjoy it. So yeah. And I enjoy
Well, you don't have to be like a pro streamer to stream. Just stream for the fuck of it. I actually met a new friend online because he was streaming Mortal Kombat, and mm-hmm. I was just having a blast watching. He was doing King of the Hill with like five other people.
Yeah.
And every night I would just hop on, he's streaming, just watch him for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we're Xbox friends, we chat a lot, follows me on Twitter. I want to get him on the show sometime, because in our downtime when I was considering getting a new show up and running, which yeah. I just never felt I could do. Like, it just feels more natural doing it with friends. And then the whole, like, I don't know if I could get Skype on the iPad or on my phone to handle more people. And I
Google Hangouts. I started using Google Hangouts more, and it's the shit. Like, it is so fucking good. There's a video game project that I'm working, like a video game band project that I'm working on, and we get together in Google Hangouts. You can have like eight webcam feeds at the same time, which is really, really cool. Audio quality is actually really, really good. And it's just super easy to connect. So, I mean, it's...
I wonder if they have it on Windows Phone. Yeah, I'm one of those nerds still using a Windows Phone.
Yeah. It's I love everything my Google, Windows Phone. Pretty much everything Google-related works on everything.
So, I love my Windows Phone.
So, yeah, Google Hangouts is pretty much the shit. You could probably just use that, but...
I love my Windows Phone.
So, yeah, so Payday 2 is pretty much the only thing that I'm interested in that's new that's going to be coming out, other than Rock Band 4. Duh.
Yeah, we ended our show with the news of Rock Band 4 and the rumors of Guitar Hero
Live
revival. And now that we know the details for both of them,
fuck
Guitar Hero Live could suck a dick.
Basically.
They completely changed Guitar Hero. Instead of being five buttons, it is now
six, technically.
But three top, three bottom. I guess it gives a more accurate sense of doing chords.
Too bad it doesn't, because I don't know any legitimate guitar players that only use three fingers for chords. Like, and especially when it's only in three fucking frets.
Yeah.
Like, you literally never have to move your hand.
Yeah.
Like, as far as positioning is concerned.
And you can officially chop off your pinky.
You can. Which I think that is the dumbest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, I am. It instead of like animated characters and cool video style performances, it's all live action.
Dumb.
It looks fucking horrible.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. The other thing that actually really pisses me off is the fact that like they are trying to push this as like, oh my god, this is going to be the next greatest fucking thing when it comes to musical games and blah 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 blah. It's like, dude. How long would it really take for somebody to make this game when you're not having character models, so you don't have to come up with any kind of original like artwork, so to speak. You don't have to come up with any kind of character development. You don't have to come up with any kind of like storyline or any of that kind of bullshit. You're just going to be like, here's a live recorded HD footage of a bunch of people that we paid to fucking stand in a room and yell at you.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? And then, other than the stuff that's on the disc, you're just going to show a fucking music video in the background? Like,
they might have DLC. We don't know all their plans. Even still, you know what they did bring to the table that's brand new?
The streaming service thingy?
Instruments that you have to buy again because your old ones will not work.
Yeah.
On the flip side, if you have any 360 instruments... they'll work on Xbox One with Rock Band 4.
Let's
reiterate
that. If
you have any PS3 instruments, they'll work on your PS4.
Let's reiterate that. Any instruments. Doesn't matter if it's Guitar Hero. Doesn't matter if it's Rock Band. Any instruments.
Will carry from generation to the next.
Will carry from generation to generation.
I don't know if PS3 stuff will work on Xbox One. I'm going to guess no.
No, it's PS3 to PS4, Xbox 360 to Xbox One. Here's the really interesting thing that I thought... about one of the things that they're doing with the PlayStation 4.
Your phone is so loud.
I know it is. So the PlayStation 4 new instruments, no dongle.
Huh.
So it's just Bluetooth right to the thing.
Good.
So if you lose your fucking dongle for that shit, you're not screwed.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm glad that they thought of that, because I thought that was dumb that they needed a dongle for the PS3 ones. If you have the PS3 versions and you want to use them, you can. You still have to use the dongle.
Yeah.
But for
it doesn't matter for me because I'm obviously I bought all my songs on 360,
which obviously has the better lineup for DLC anyway.
Yeah, because of Rock Band Network.
They have that terrible Ethereal Collapse Band on there.
So bad.
Dude, I'm going to shit my pants if that shit carries over. Like,
I think it does.
That'll be ridiculous.
I think Rock Band Network carries over. But
that's hysterical.
Yeah, it's I love all the people online. God damn, that's so loud.
Who was texting me?
I love all the people online bitching like, ugh, why can't all my Xbox songs carry over to the PS4? Because they're different platforms.
Because they're, yeah.
Then I'm not buying it, okay? You're stupid.
You're dumb.
It's fucking Rock Band 4.
You're dumb.
I'm most excited for Rock Band 4 because of what we've been hearing so far about the single player mode, where it's basically Rock Band RPG.
I'm so fucking pumped on that. So pumped on that.
Reports that it's more of an RPG than a music game, mm-hmm. which just blows my mind. I am so excited to hear more about it, check out more about it. The news that all the DLC carries over. I'm not sure if they're going to do a Rock Band 3 export. I'm hoping they do.
Yeah, there was a lot of good songs on Rock Band 3.
The lack of keys is sad.
But I understand it.
Yeah. My question is, if there's keyboard charts on the songs, can you play those charts on guitar? Because if they're still in the file, unless they remove those tracks, and then they're repackaging the entire content.
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
And even then, like, what about some of the Rock Band Network songs that, like, people made songs that were strictly keyboard?
I'm sure they won't carry over then.
That'd be funny to download. It's like, play the song. No, you can't.
There's nothing to play.
You literally cannot play this. I think it would be cool if they kept all those keys charts and let you play them on guitar, like you could on Rock Band 3.
Like on Rock Band 3, yeah. I mean, that.
If the charts are done, why not?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it all depends. I could understand if they did it. I could understand if they didn't do it. And we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Either way, I have a shitload of songs ready to play.
I started buying more. Because the great thing about it is if you still have some of your old stuff, you can actually start playing Rock Band again to get yourself refamiliarized with it. And you can start buying more DLC for it now.
Yeah.
Since it's going to carry over.
Yep.
So I just bought like an Alice in Chains pack and the one Mayhem Fest pack where it was like Cannibal Corpse, Job for a Cowboy, Black Dahlia Murder.
It's better to do it now than later because licenses have been expiring in the past year. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of songs that have been disappearing. Like if you already own them, you can still download them. But if you didn't get them, they're gone. You can't get them anymore.
Yep. So
including like the exports for Lego Rock Band,
which I never got to play, and that kind of bums me out. And I think
there's a lot of good songs in Lego Rock Band.
I don't know what the set list is like.
You're missing out.
So that one I wanted to play that one. I just didn't get a chance. So that or what was it? Green Day Rock Band.
Yeah, that one expired.
That one expired. So none of that stuff's ever going to work. So that
which is a bummer, but.
So yeah,
I believe Rock Band 2 is still exportable. I'm not 100% on that.
I hope so because mine doesn't work. So that'll be a bummer.
If you already exported it, you can re-download it.
I still don't even see. I don't even think I see any of the ones from my Rock Band 1, and I know I re-downloaded those too.
Those aren't downloads. Rock Band 1 ripped the songs off the disc.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so if you don't have them, you need the disc to get them.
How do you do that again?
As long as you use the code and bought the export key, which was, what, $5 at the time, something like that, $10, you should just put the disc in, and it should have the option in the game to export the songs.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look into that then.
Yeah, you should still be good on that.
Okay, well, that's good.
I know a lot of the track packs, their export codes are still working, like AC/DC, Metal Pack, Country Pack, shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably should have just got the Metal Pack thing because I pretty much downloaded all of them like anyway, but I bought them individually because I'm a dumbass.
I was going to say, check all the used ones sitting at the video game store, see if any of the codes work.
Yeah, it's true.
You never know how many people bought it and never exported them.
It's very true. Yo, I'll get that country pack, too.
Hey, songs are songs.
That's right.
Baby, kill them lights and turn them down. Like, I don't know.
My dog died. My wife stabbed me.
In the thunder roll. In the lightning strike. Another love grows cold.
Stop, we're going to get blocked on YouTube.
Honest, able, nah.
I don't know, something like that. I don't fucking...
God damn it.
Garth Brooks, hire me.
God damn it.
I'll be the real Chris Gaines or whatever you fucking called that idiot.
I fucking forgot about that.
I didn't.
Holy shit.
Yep. Actually, what I did see, I saw a YouTube video. God, when the fuck was it? I saw
fucking Chris Gaines. Jesus.
I saw a YouTube video like maybe a month ago or 2 months ago of Justin Timberlake was doing a concert in Nashville or something. I think it might have been Nashville.
Uh-huh.
He was doing a concert and he decided that he was going to do Friends in Low Places. And Garth Brooks came out on stage and sang it with him.
Nice.
And they fucking killed it. It was really, really good. But just seeing that, I was just like, oh my God. Like he got, like, Garth Brooks actually got pretty fat. Like he kind of looks like shit. But he can still sing, no problem. So I don't understand. Like, does he still have a career? Does he still does? Does he
I don't
still
know.
Do stuff? Words? I don't know. I have no idea.
Talking like, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
Yeah, right? I forgot how to talk. I used to do this all the time.
Yeah. Used to do this once a week. Now I don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
Now I forgot how to speak.
Is this a one-off, or are we going to pick this up again?
I don't fucking know. I have no clue. I don't want to commit to anything, because then if it doesn't happen, then I'm a dickhead.
No, you're already a dickhead.
I am, a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
I'm up for it. I never wanted to quit, you asshole.
No, it was completely. It was completely my fault.
You son of a bitch.
Life got in the way, and now, I mean, life is kind of in the way and out of the way at the same time. So
just do what you bitch. Oh, that goddamn bitch. Oh, that goddamn.
I don't know. We'll see.
If Ashley ever listens to this episode, she's going to be so pissed at that part.
Yeah, probably.
From Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And do you watch that?
I haven't seen it in a while. I've been on like the biggest Bob Burgers kick
ever. Oh, that show's so good.
Ever. Like, I've been tearing through episodes of that show.
I love that show. But this past season on Always Sunny, they had an episode about a health inspection where like the roles were completely reversed, where Charlie was like some idiot savant who knew how to solve every single problem before they even happened, and the rest of the cast were the dumbest people on the planet, dumber than they usually are.
Okay.
So he's yelling at D to do something. He's like, oh, just do it, you bitch. Oh, you bitch, you goddamn bitch. Oh, that goddamn bitch. Oh, that goddamn, she's going to ruin everything. Oh, that bitch. And it clicked in my head one day, and I've just been doing it around Ashley nonstop.
Oh, goddamn.
And that's now my text sound is just, oh, you bitch. Oh, you goddamn bitch. Just do what you goddamn bitch.
What else is coming? There was news. There was a lot of news that we were supposed to talk about, right?
There was like a lot of things that happened in the past 3 months, but it's like we hit record and I'm like, talk microphone.
Yeah, right.
I think the big news that happened today, and with E3 next week, news is going to be like shooting out of asses like crazy.
Pretty much.
Xbox teaming up with Oculus.
Oh, yeah. That's so fucking exciting. That's so exciting. I'm like, I'm pooping everywhere. Like everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it because we just read it while you were playing Rock Band. But there's going to be some kind of partnership. The Oculus Rift is going to ship with an Xbox One controller.
Pretty.
You're
badass.
Going to be able to stream games from your Xbox One to an Oculus through a Windows running PC. or PC running Windows 10.
That's my mind being blown.
The only screenshot I saw so far, which of course everybody needs to shit all over Microsoft for anything they ever do anymore, but the screenshot they showed was like in the Oculus, you're sitting in a room with a TV there. So I'm not sure entirely sure how things are going to work, but it's like just staring at a giant TV in your Oculus.
That's weird.
So I'm excited to hear more.
Right. That'd be interesting.
It's definitely a huge partnership.
When does the Steam controller come out?
I don't fucking know.
Because
you would know that more than me.
Because the Steam controller, I guess they're on their final build. Like I think they've officially released like what it's going to look like and how it's going to work and all that kind of shit. I just don't know when it actually comes out. But it looks badass actually. It looks really really good. So
no, the only controller I know about is the new Xbox controller. That has the headphone jack built in and softer bumpers.
The other thing that's actually really interesting about that is the fact that you don't have to connect it to do an update.
Really?
Yep.
Did not know about that part.
Yeah, so you don't have to connect it through a USB cable whenever the controller needs a firmware update. You could just do it wirelessly.
That's nice.
Right? That's why I want one.
That's nice.
Oh, like that's nice. Isn't that nice?
That's adorable.
That's
just, it's so adorable.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any other major announcements other than, what is it, Ratchet & Clank. They're going to have a new game that's paired along with the movie about
yeah,
the
next
game.
Year sometime.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4 got bumped to next year. But this fall, I think it's this fall, they're putting out the Uncharted Collection on PS4.
Shocker.
Not just Uncharted Collection, the Nathan Drake Collection, because what the fuck else is there?
Unless they make it where they kill off Nathan Drake in number 4 and then they just make some other then Uncharted becomes, I know it. All right, here's going to be my prediction. Ready?
Uh-huh.
They kill off Nathan Drake, and then they bring in some kind of female, and that's their version of Lara Croft because they're so butthurt about all the shit with Tomb Raider.
Maybe.
So they just kill him off, make it a female, and be like, all right, then here's going to be, like, bitch-ass cunt edition. And then there's, like, 3 games of just her.
Bitch-ass cunt edition.
Yeah.
The funny thing with Tomb Raider is it's been a year since we've known about Tomb Raider?
Yep.
Or am I thinking wrong? Just like 6 months? I don't know. Whatever it is.
It's probably like a year.
When it was first announced, it was announced as a timed Xbox exclusive.
Yep.
And now there's been more rumors about it being a permanent Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, but didn't Major Nelson pretty much say like, nah, it's timed? Like,
well, when they first announced it, it was announced as, you know, we have a limited time exclusive on it.
Right.
But like a few weeks ago, something popped up on an Xbox, like some international Xbox site, where it said Xbox exclusive, and some rep answered a reply and they said, no, it's a permanent exclusive.
Ooh.
I don't know if like something got reworked or if the timed exclusive refers to going to PC only.
Maybe.
Because at launch, it's just Xbox. It's not PC at launch.
It might be that. I can see that more.
Like that, if it's an only for good Xbox exclusive, can you imagine the tears?
Oh my God, people are going to be so pissed. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh so hard, though.
Then again, that's like Street Fighter 4. Ultra Street Fighter 4 just came out for the PS4, and it's not coming to Xbox.
Dude, I've got killer instinct.
Have you heard anything about the PS4 version?
Nope.
Dog shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Then, no worries.
It was like graphic stuttering, the loading was atrocious.
Apparently, is it on PC?
I'm sure it is.
Well, then good.
Like separately, but actual PS4 release.
Yeah.
It was apparently not done by Capcom, but by a third party studio.
Your guys and are so smart.
The sad thing is, like, I don't know how mean I should get because apparently Other Ocean was involved. Mike? Mike, if you're listening to this, we like you.
Don't take it personally, but I'm going to blame Capcom because Capcom.
The videos online were really bad. They put out a patch. I don't know how much it fixed, but it has been patched already.
Well,
but the launch, the damage to that version was so bad that at a tournament sponsored by Sony, they used the 360 version of the game. Because the PS4 version was so bad.
The 360 version of Ultra?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the PS4 version was borderline unplayable.
Wow.
Yeah, at a Sony event.
That's dirty.
Yeah. Hey, Capcom, do you want to bring that over to Xbox now?
That's funny, though.
Yeah, the tournament directors said that the best possible situation would be to use the Xbox 360 version because even the PS3 version has input lag.
Yeah.
So
most of the time they normally use like the Xbox versions of those.
Yeah.
So
good thing it's now PlayStation only, huh? Same with Street Fighter 5. Hopefully that doesn't turn out bad. One of the big rumors that happened over the past few months, which has been mostly debunked now, but I don't know if it's 100% or if they're trying to hide stuff. The whole Silent Hills rumor.
Oh, yeah.
That did happen in the past 3 months.
I know, right? It's so fucking weird.
PT got removed from the PlayStation Store, and even if you previously downloaded it, if you don't have it, you'll never get it again, which led to Silent Hills being canceled. Kojima left Konami. Shit hit the fan. Konami is hemorrhaging fans. And then the big rumor was that Microsoft was stepping in to uncancel Silent Hills, make it Xbox exclusive, and Konami removed PT as a show of faith. Like, the theory makes sense, but it's been denied by Microsoft.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine...
It would be huge if it's true.
Oh, it would be. People would lose their fucking minds.
They're like, fooled you. We actually did do this.
That would be fucking insane. That would be absolutely insane. I wouldn't play it.
That was one of the weeks where I'm like, God, I wish we were still doing the show.
Yeah.
So despite the old news, I wanted to bring it up.
It's still relevant. It's absolutely relevant.
Hey, E3's next week. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen in the next week.
It's true.
Which, by the way, we need to do a show next week.
I figured we were going to at least do one for E3.
Yeah.
So you get to hear us talk.
Talk about all the news you already know.
Yeah. Basically.
Amiibos are still a thing.
Not for me. Fuck them. Fuck them. I found out that GameStop took trades on Amiibos. I took the one Amiibo that I did get, and I went up there, and I'm like, take this fucking thing away from me. Don't want it. Take my money off of my King Dedede, put it towards Payday. Fuck you very much.
I had a good experience with Wave 4 for the most part.
Fuck them.
Despite the fact that the internet exploded at GameStop when that happened, like literally exploded. Their servers completely died. I was the first person in line at GameStop. I was there a half hour before pre-orders started. I was there over an hour and a half in total. It took me over an hour to check out as the first person in line at GameStop.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I got my six-pack, including Ness.
Okay.
Which I'm excited about. I got to Target the morning Wave 4 released, and I got Jigglypuff.
I really just wanted a villager.
Well, they're back in Japan.
I should tell...
with the giant forehead.
I should tell Underwood to fucking be like, hey, birthday present, send me a fucking villager.
Wood, get me a villager. I don't like the new villager. Like, they shrunk the eyes big time. It's like five-head villager.
I'd be half tempted to, like, just fucking... buy like a somebody that makes a custom like pop figure esque
yeah
like just statue version that's like bigger. Like, fuck your amiibo, mine can crush yours.
I was excited. I finally got my Shulk from GameStop. Months later, I found Meta Knight at Best Buy, which was awesome. I'm doing good with Amiibos.
Fuck Amiibos.
Wondering when Wave 5 pre-orders are going to start in America.
Fuck Amiibos.
Do you want to hear the worst thing that came out of my recent Amiibo hunting?
What?
Wave 4, while I was standing there for an hour waiting, I put a deposit on something.
What might that be?
Put a $25 deposit on a Batman PS4.
I hate you.
I hate myself.
You should.
I really, really hate myself.
You fucking should.
But I need to play Bloodborne.
You don't need.
I want to get back to Final Fantasy 14 eventually.
Nah.
Especially because I have the collector edition of Heavensward coming to me.
Nah. 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 Not worth it.
Binding of Isaac is still
It's going to blow up on you.
I have an idea for this one.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to get like little rubber stoppers or something.
Okay.
And put it on the bottom of the system so it's raised off the ground like an inch. I've always said the only way I could give it more ventilation is if it were hovering. Now I can make it hover.
You know what you should
do? For the most part.
Here's I got a better idea for you.
Cancel the pre-order?
Do that. But if you do actually go through and get the system, drill some S-hooks through the top of it and then just suspend it from your ceiling. That's the only way you're going to be able to get more ventilation.
Thing is, I can't suspend it from the ceiling because we rent. And that would result with holes in the ceiling.
Okay. So go to that that science place down in Philly where they have those the plastic balls that you like you hold the two they look like Kinects, but you hold the two things and then you spread them out so it looks like a gyroscopic kind of thing. so just mount it to one of those and make it so that it's like gyroscopically hovering in midair. And that's the only way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to have a PlayStation 4 and have it not blow up on you. I've had so many people come up to me in the store down at the
video game store
that I work at. I've had so many people be like, I'm having so many problems with my PlayStation 4. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha,
I'll be honest. The main reason I'm doing this is because it's the Batman model.
It does look pretty nice.
Not just because it looks, because technically it's a newer model. So they might have slightly revised hardware inside.
I'm not going to keep my hopes up.
My hopes aren't high either, but I figure with a newer release, the chances of having slightly revised hardware are there. Plus, if I have it raised off the TV stand, it'll give it more ventilation.
Just wait for the PlayStation 4 Super Slim.
Fuck no, because if it's smaller, there's even more heat going to be bundled up in there.
Just wait for that one.
Maybe I'll just like take the top off the system and just let all that heat come out.
I know what you need to do. You need to get a cooler and just fill it with dry ice. And then get like one of those fans, like one of those like just like pocket fans.
Yeah.
And just put that above that. And then have the PlayStation 4 hovering in midair so that all that cold air gets blown to the system, and then maybe that'll keep it cool.
I was actually looking online for intercoolers for it because they have additional coolers for it.
Sure.
It's just it'll make the already jet engine sound of the PS4 even louder.
Yeah. Would you rather it blow up on you?
True.
To be fair, if you want to play a PlayStation 4 that bad, you're going to have to buy a jet.
On the flip side, only one of them actually smoked on me.
On the flip side, it shouldn't catch on fire.
No, not at all.
Your system should not catch on fire.
No, it shouldn't ever. And Sony shouldn't be like, oh, well, tough.
No, that's some bullshit.
Ashley and I have both agreed if we have the money and we do pay it off, last chance. Like, it shouldn't even come to this.
The fifth one should have been the last chance.
Technically, we didn't pay for any of those. They were all replacements from Sony.
But that's the whole thing is you should not have to have bought another one.
No, I shouldn't.
There's no...
I fully admit my stupidity in this. I fully accept how fucking dumb I am for this.
Yeah, you should.
Like, I'm very fucking dumb for this.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of PS4-only games coming out.
The only one that I'm interested in is the Suda 51 one. That's it.
Which one is he doing?
I don't fucking remember the name of it. They showed it at E3 last year.
Did they?
Well, they showed a trailer for it.
Like, when Uncharted 4 comes out, I want to play it. I like the Uncharted games.
Never played them. Never played any God of Wars.
When Onii-chan Bara comes out at the end of this month, I know no one knows what the fuck that is.
Gesundheit?
It's the game, you probably saw it for 360 or the Wii at your store. It's like the girl covered in blood, has a samurai sword, cowboy hat, and a bikini.
Nope.
It's like Bikini Zombie Slayer in video game form.
Sure.
They're stupid fun. But
oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much interest in a PlayStation 4 in any regard, mainly just because it's, you know...
It's a piece of shit?
Yeah.
I still shit talk it. I always will because it's a fucking piece of garbage.
But here you are buying one.
But I am a gamer at heart.
So?
And I want to play games that are only going to be available on the PS4.
So do I, but I don't trust the system enough to get one.
Like I said, I am fully accepting the gigantic level of stupidity I'm at.
Okay. So in a couple months when it blows up and we have this conversation again.
You have complete license to say, told you so, you stupid asshole.
Cool. All right.
I'll be like, yeah.
I told myself. I'm
going
to come back to this and I'm going to just take that soundbite and I'm just going to make an app on my phone so that I can just hit a button and it'll just say that infinitely.
You won't even need the app because I'll be saying it myself.
Oh, I know what I'll do. I will, I'll get one of those, you know, those little keychains that they used to have where it had like a little sound, like yeah. They'd have a bunch of sound bites. I'll get one of those and I'll reprogram it so that every single one of them
is just. I'm a fucking idiot.
And I'll just sit there and I'll just keep pressing it.
Hold on. I'll let you have your sound bite right now. What are we at? An hour and 2 minutes?
Hour and three, basically. Well, a little, I mean, it's not completely accurate because there's some clips.
You'll see the silence before and after.
Sure.
So what do you want? Four clips?
Give me five and vary them up a little bit. So like the inflection and stuff like that. Like,
okay. Number one. I'm a fucking idiot. Is that good?
Okay. Number two.
Number two. I'm a stupid asshole.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any requests?
How about I'm a fucktard? That's a good one.
Okay. I'm a fucktard.
All right. One more time, but with feeling.
I'm a fucktard.
All right. That was good. All right.
Any other requests?
No, I think that'll suffice.
Oh, I got one more.
Okay.
This one might not be PC for some of you sensitive listeners, but I'm a goddamn retard.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. Okay. So,
good. I'm glad you can get that out of your system.
I fully admit that this is the dumbest thing I can do, but there are games that I still want to play on the PS4, and down the line there's still going to be other games I want to play on the PS4. So, I'm giving it one last shot.
Worth a shot, I guess.
And it's Batman, so it looks pretty cool.
That I will give that the case does look pretty badass, so.
Yeah, and one way that I can kind of like ease myself into accepting that I'm doing this is they had a 50% bonus at GameStop for games and accessories, which is the big part, because they never have bonuses on actual accessories.
Okay.
So controllers, charging stations, shit like that, old hard drives for the 360.
Ooh.
And I bought the 500 gig hard drive, so I had a 320 just sitting around. I got like $50 for that thing.
Huh.
After everything, the controllers I traded in, a couple of games I traded in, like I think I got $18 for the orange box.
Wow.
Yeah. I got nearly $400.
When did they do that?
Last week.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, I know. Different reasons, but...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I got nearly $400 trade. I put a chunk of it towards the PS4. Mm-hmm. Normally it'd be like 470 something after tax. It's down to just under 300. And I still have, I think, 50 on a gift card from a different store we traded stuff in. They wouldn't take the charge stands at the one GameStop. Their district doesn't take them because of easily dying batteries.
Oh, well.
So I went to a different store and they took them.
God, I wish I would have known about that. I would have tried to like trade some shit in. I've got like I have $5 in trade credit left.
But you got payday.
But I did get payday.
You did get payday. Man, you could have gotten $6 for that Toon Link.
Yeah, yeah, I could have. Yep.
Damn.
I know. Well, I mean, the other thing is too is I would love to get some extra trade credit because apparently Blood Bowl 2 came out or is coming out.
Got bumped to September.
Oh.
Yeah, I just read that earlier today.
Unfortunate.
Bumped to September.
I mean, I could end up getting it on PC.
Today's just full of bad news. Blood Bowl got bumped.
Yep.
Motherfucking Christopher Lee died at 93.
Yep.
Dusty Rhodes died at 69. Fucking Dusty. Ugh.
Yep.
Like, I still can't process that Dusty Rhodes died. The American dream.
Yep.
Like, Christopher Lee, 93. Okay, I can accept that. Fucking Dusty Rhodes.
To be completely honest, like, 69, 70, also a standard age, you know, nowadays.
Good, yeah, good life, but he was, like, just on Raw recently, or NXT, something. He's been on TV fairly recently.
He's been doing things.
He's been act like it. It's not something where you're like, yeah, I saw that coming. He hasn't been good.
Right. Things.
Grumble.
Stuff. Grumble. Fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
Yep.
People equal shit.
Yep.
So how is that drumming?
Terrible. I mean, I think I have the calibration down a lot better now, so I'll probably be playing that a lot.
Yeah. Until Rock Band 4 comes out.
And then I'll just be playing it on Rock Band 4. Why can't it just be out now? That'd be like the greatest birthday present ever for me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear this episode on Friday, wish Chris a happy birthday.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you will.
It's what? @_ChrisHuber_ on Twitter?
Yep. That's my Twitter. I think facebook.com/HuberK, I believe.
Is that like Special K?
See, you could just go to chrishuber.com and it'll link you to everything.
There you go.
So
with a K, Chris, K-R-I-S.
K-R-I-S-H-U-B-E-R.com. It'll link you to my Facebook. Down on the bottom of the main page, there's links to all my social media, so you can hit me up on there.
So like and friend him on whatever.
Yep.
Stay the fuck out of my business because I don't like you.
Send me presents. Send me presents because my now ex-girlfriend is taking everything, so give me things.
Speaking of presents, I got Ashley a present yesterday.
Venereal disease.
Sadly, no. I ordered it a couple days ago, a purple Xbox One controller.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're like
eBay.
No shit. Oh, yeah. So there's probably people just like modding them.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's clearly a modded case. Like the one seam is kind of rough looking, mm-hmm. but the controller looks gorgeous.
Yeah, I've been thinking about trying to like pick up like an interesting like Xbox One controller.
Yeah, so she got a purple Xbox One controller and a free bag of cat food.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win in my book.
I was happy with it. I figured if I'm on here bitching about the fact that a game I pre-ordered a year and a half ago is missing its guaranteed date, might as well bring up the cat food.
Well, hey, how about that amiibo that I pre-ordered?
Oh yeah,
last year.
That's still bullshit.
Last
what episode
year,
number was that? Listen,
I have no
somewhere
idea.
Between like 90 and 110. Listen to them all. You have time.
No, I don't.
No, not you, the listener.
No, they don't.
If they're sitting through this hour, they have 200 more.
They're probably doing other things. Let's be honest. Most people that listen to podcasts, they're not just like sitting intently staring at their screen, just watching the bar go from left to right.
No,
like, oh my God, it's almost done. I don't know. What else are they going to talk about? What the fuck?
They're sitting in a traffic jam with a gun in their mouth.
They're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it.
Not today. You got to wait until E3 next week.
Yeah. There's too much shit to look forward to.
What are you expecting at E3?
Prediction? Dude, I've got no predictions. I have absolutely no clue. The only thing that I could possibly think of is the fact that Bethesda is doing their own thing, which is the first time that they're doing that ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies doing their own thing.
I'm assuming that they're going to end up doing something not just Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And I think, and this would make a lot of sense to me, but I think that it would be an HD remake of Skyrim.
Yeah, we talked about that a few months ago.
And what else are they gonna do? Why would they make a whole fucking thing unless they're gonna pretty much reveal, like, oh, by the way, Fallout 4 is coming out and you can go get it now. Like, then people are just like, fuck, I gotta leave.
Like, they're just like, yeah,
just mic drop, the first peak in ages.
I have to get it back now.
Yeah, nobody can hear you.
Okay, I got it back.
Thanks for the peek, Joe.
Sorry, I felt it was necessary.
You're a dick.
Yeah, like you haven't peaked it before.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long while.
It had to happen.
I've got them compressed to fuck, so it really doesn't matter.
Well, you're going to fix that anyway. I know you. Fuck, you're not going to fix it. You at least got to fix that one because I'm so quiet the rest of the show. The entire show is just going to be like...
See, here's the thing. Maybe you should be more consistent and not try and, like, have huge spikes. Because mine doesn't. So that's why
mine... You've got some spikes in there. Just not a mic drop spike.
Nah, that's pretty normal. Yours? Nah.
No.
Not so much.
Okay, so, well, just this one time, please fix it.
Maybe.
I even asked nicely.
Maybe.
Do I need to call you a goddamn cocksucker? Talk dirty to you?
Maybe.
Please fix it, you goddamn cocksucker. Just do it. Just do it, you goddamn bitch.
So here's something that you probably haven't had to think about for a while. What music are we going to play?
I don't know. Part of me is considering, like, unless we have a guest on, just skip the music.
Really?
I don't know if people really give a shit about the music. Like, if we have a special occasion or, like, a guest on. I don't know. That's something I'm up in the air about. I'll pick a couple songs to do this week. But email us. I can't believe I'm about to do this.
All right? Dude, I don't even remember the email.
TheSMLpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you still like having the music.
Let us know if we're still going to not get emails. We got emails every once in a while, so I don't know if we'll see.
I don't even know if I still have the fucking email program on my iPad.
Let's see if we've gotten any emails in 3 months.
I still have Gmail. Let's see if it actually loads up the podcast email. Oh, the SML podcast, the Gmail has the SML logo. Oh my God.
There's going to be no emails though, which is going to be a bummer.
The only thing from April 10th is your video has been blocked in some countries because I tried uploading the show with So Long Goodbye from 10 years.
Oh,
yeah, if you listen to episode 110, there's actually two versions. The MP3 version for the final song has So Long Goodbye from 10 years because we took 3 months off. Yep. Hey, our retirement lasted longer than any of Terry Funk's retirements. So
I'll take it.
So for the YouTube version, I've actually been told they like this one better, but the final song was You Just Fucking Died from Mustang.
I like that one more.
So we have the real ending and the joke ending.
I like that one more.
God, I told Zach that we were possibly doing an episode and that he should email us. And
he's too busy. He's on a podcast too now. He's not even going to hear this. He's too busy.
God damn it, Zach.
Nobody's get Listen, we might as well change it to NML podcast instead of someone might like no one.
NWL.
No one will listen. It's true. It's true.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we could get things going. We were picking up in listeners near the end of the run there. Like things were legitimately picking up a bit. But yeah, no email. Go figure. We say we're ending the show and no one emails us.
I figured there would have at least been like a spam. Yeah, like
I should check the spam folder.
There's probably like a million.
Oh man. Something else I think that, because we were talking about the Bethesda conference, I actually have an idea of what they might show.
And that would be?
In addition to Fallout, I think they're going to finally unveil Doom.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, man, there's a lot of spam. And I think there's going to be some talk about an Elder Scrolls Online expansion.
Already?
It's been out almost, what, a year on PC?
That's true.
It came out, I think, last June, and it was consoles at the end of the year, and then it got bumped to this week.
Do people play it on PC?
Yeah. Apparently, it's doing really well now that they fixed all, like, most of the bullshit. Match, congratulations, who wants to be a millionaire?
Yo, I want to be on that show.
Bingo Liner UK, 800-pound deposit, sexy Latin women team.
Hey, now.
Oh, my God.
I can look at those now.
Free trial e-cigarette.
Meh.
Injury help.
Sure.
The SML podcast. Your 10 free spins to this casino. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, I keep getting emails.
More match.
I'm not too far from the casino near us. And I never go. I keep constantly getting things in my email where it's like, here's $10 of free slot play. And I never go.
Choice Freedom card.
Like even tomorrow, technically I can go there tomorrow and I can get a free burger at Johnny Rockets. I could get
fuck, take the free meal. God damn, dude.
How am I gonna get there?
Walk.
I'm not fucking walking to the
hitchhike.
What are you drunk?
Hitchhike like, and share the burger.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm probably just gonna end up playing in a Blood Bowl tournament.
Oh god. If it was Saturday, maybe Ashley would come up.
I don't know what I'm doing Saturday either. I guess apparently, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Saturday, originally, I wanted to attempt to try and like invite people over and just like hang out.
Yeah.
But I have a fucking couch. So it's like, what am I going to have everybody like just sit
BYOC,
on the floor?
Like, bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair. Yeah, maybe I could do that.
Just to help you, I'm going to leave this chair here.
No, you don't have to do
it. I don't want to haul it home. I'll leave it here for me when I come up.
I guess. I mean,
it'll just sit in a corner.
Probably. Nobody comes to visit, so it really doesn't matter.
It's comfortable. Maybe you'll like it.
Actually, what will probably end up happening is I'll leave this chair in this room for my computer, and I'll take that out there for when I'm playing games.
There you go.
That's probably what I'll do,
see,
actually.
I am here to help.
You're a good...
I have literally never used this chair before today.
It looks pretty solid.
I have never used it.
It looks pretty solid. It looks comfortable.
Yeah, I forget why Ashley and I bought them. Like, she has one for her, and we got this one for me. I have never used it, ever. Apparently, Ashley used it when she would go... when she was working overnights... watching the one kid, the home health.
Yeah, yeah.
She would bring it over and use that there, but she doesn't do that anymore. So we have zero reason to use this chair. So
I will use the chair.
This is my Huber chair now.
Your Huber chair. Yes. That just makes it sound dirty.
It is.
Oh, man. So
previously on the Huber Chair podcast.
So
yeah, email us if you like music. I don't know what I'm gonna throw on this. I'll fucking find something. I don't give a shit.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
There's tracks. Oh, here's, well, I mean, actually, I'm not gonna bring it up now. I'll wait until afterwards because it has nothing to do with the podcast, which never stopped me before, but we're already an hour and 20 in, so
this is the longest podcast we've done in 3 months.
God damn it. Final words?
We're back.
Sorry. Not officially.
I mean, we're sorry. Like,
we'll
What's up, everyone? I'm Joe. We'll be right back.
one more time for the bass.